There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
So the draft is later on tonight in Detroit, which is interesting because Detroit, you could argue, is also where Reggie Bush had his best season of his career in the NFL with the Lions, played there a couple of years, and was pretty good for Detroit back then. And Reggie Bush is in the news now because he's getting his Heisman Trophy back after 14 years. As it was announced yesterday, the Heisman Trust cited fundamental changes in college athletics in their decision. And I got to be honest with you, I didn't know that this was that important of a thing that we had to have people pound the table for Reggie Bush to get his Heisman back, because it ain't like he was just innocent and was accused of a bunch of stuff that didn't happen. It happened. It's just the rules had changed. But apparently Reggie Bush needed to get his Heisman back, and that was the outcry on social media from a lot of people, including Johnny Manziel. I just didn't know that was that important.
Jonas?
He's not wrong. I mean, it's not like
this.
He's not
wrong, but God, yeah,
this doesn't negate him from whatever happened back then. It's just, here's the reality of the award. They shouldn't take into consideration anything other than what's happening on the field.
That's like, what I would say.
That's always been my stance on these awards. This is not a Good Samaritan award. I'm not saying that Reggie is not a Good Samaritan. He is. I've worked with him, played against him. He's deserving of this award. It never should have been taken away from him, because the award never should be anything more than who's the best player in college football. The reality is, college football is, you can't write the story of college football without including Reggie Bush. Like, he was that special of a player. He was, I'll say it, as far as my lifetime playing against and since then watching players, he was the best college football I'd ever seen. I'd never seen anyone who, at that position, in my time playing and playing against him, and afterwards, be able to impact the game the way he could. And so he was deserving of it. He probably would have won two if he went to Notre Dame. I've told him that a number of times, because I think he would have played earlier on in his career and gotten the ball more, and people would have seen what he was capable of even earlier in his career, and not just the 05 season and really even some of the 04 season. So very deserving that he won the award. And then he's finally gotten it back. You know, I'd make the case, it's the criteria of the Heisman Trust that has led us to this point. Like, a lot of people look back on the NCAA and say, well, it's the NCAA that held. Well, the Heisman Trust is the one that made this decision. This isn't the NCAA. It's the Heisman Trust that then changed their tune as to saying, well, with the changing landscape, by the way, this has happened for years. Like, NIL has been a part of college football for years. So why now? Like, what makes this quick change of judgment as to awarding Reggie Bush the Heisman Trophy now? And, you know, is there a pending lawsuit? You know, is there something that was coming up maybe that led to this? You know, who ultimately knows? But I'm happy to see him get it back, because working with him, I know how much it meant to him. And I know how much it hurt him when it was taken away. We had talked a lot about his legacy and what it meant to him in that regard. And so, again, it doesn't absolve him of what he was doing back then or what had taken place back then. But that doesn't mean that it ever should have been taken away in the first place, in my opinion, based on what the award really represents.
I feel like there are complications to it, because he wasn't – it's like people were acting on behalf of what in all of this that took place. They were acting on behalf of the school. Like, everything that was taking place was to benefit USC. So, to me, when I look at this, this is something that should have fallen on the feet of who was monitoring, measuring what was taking place with the school. Because everybody out here has something that would probably fall below the lines of it's legal. Like, there's something out there on every school. Everyone. Every single one. There's not one school that probably isn't culpable in some way, shape, or form of someone who's related to the program that's working to make their program the best program in the country. So, to me, when I looked at why his Heisman was taken from him, okay, the rules are the rules. Take his Heisman, but take the victories away, return all the money back to all of the ticket holders that went to those games, return the TV money back to the advertisers who advertised for those games. Like, just my whole thing is, don't stop with one thing. Don't pinpoint one thing, because it's too complex to say Reggie Bush was the problem, so take Reggie Bush's take his Heisman from him in the scenario that played out. I just feel as though
I don't think he was, but he wasn't the only one who suffered that, right? Like, you could actually make the case that, you know, outside of the Heisman being taken away, which again was the Heisman Trust decision, and it was their decision to give it back.
Yep.
It's the NCAA that ended up then punishing USC after Pete Carroll left, after, you know, Reggie had left, where those future players are the ones that really suffered, and with the lack of scholarships and everything else that came along with it, which, I mean, look, and that's one of the issues with the NCAA and any sort of punishment that they delve out. It's always retroactive. And so it hurts the future generations, even though they had nothing to do with it. But what you're touching on is, look, was there institutional instability? Yes. And that's what really went rampant. And as far as, you know, what was going on, you know, it could have been more than one. And maybe he did, unfortunately, become, you know,
the scapegoat.
In a way, right? Like, Pete Carroll obviously was overseeing all of it. He just goes up to Seattle Seahawks, and now he's a head coach in the NFL. It's like, well, you're not going to face the burden of any of this? Like, there's nothing that's attached to you in this regard?
Right. He got up. All I'm saying is the NCAA came and did what they were going to do. The amount, I mean, hell, throw the Heisman Trust in there. Throw the Heisman Trophy. You don't think that they were able to generate a ton of money off of Reggie Bush's brand being attached to the Heisman? In the end, give all the money back. If you're disqualifying him as to what he is, then return it all. Don't just say, okay, there's no retroactive, because you're retroactively punishing him. But everybody has reaped the benefits of what Reggie Bush brought to the table.
My understanding was, if the money was returned from what was allegedly taken, that he would have gotten it back.
He's never even acknowledged he did anything wrong, really. Like, and like the school, like, they lost 30 scholarships. They've been a disaster since then. And he's never really, like, stepped up and said or apologized or anything like that. It's just been kind of, people have been pounding the table for him. I just wish people would be a little bit honest and just say, look, it's not actually his Heisman Trophy. It's OJ's that we refurbished. If they would just say that, I think we could all be on the same page here.
You are going deep right now.
What are you talking about?
They never took away OJ's.
They didn't take away OJ's, by the way.
No. Well, because it all happened, obviously, after the fact.
They didn't take OJ's.
But.
You imagine that.
Imagine that.
It says juice on this. Don't worry about it. That'll come off.
Wow.
That's
pretty deep. I don't know. I'm happy he got his award back, because at the end of the day, did what happened have any bearing on what he earned on the field?
I think, to Brady's point.
Selfishly, I'll say this. I mean, if that's how he got to USC, then yeah, it did, because if he was at Notre Dame, maybe we win some national championships. That's the reality, is he was that special of a player. And I remember calling him back in high school and trying to recruit him and trying to get him to come to Notre Dame, because it was supposedly between Southern Cal and Notre Dame. And at that time, obviously he wanted to stay closer to home. That was one of the things. But the reality is, I'll say it again. I think when you talk about brand, and his brand, his brand became what it was because of his style of play. And how unique it was in the sense of his change of direction and his highlight playmaking ability. I just felt like if he would have came to Notre Dame, he probably would have won too. I really do believe that he would have been the second after Archie Griffin, because of the highlights, because of the national exposure he would have received, and especially early on in his career, as he would have been thrusted into play, probably as a freshman. Probably as a true freshman, get some time.
Can I ask you guys this? Who's the greatest baseball player you've ever seen? For me, it's Barry Bonds, yeah. And I know he's not going to get in the Hall of Fame, but I know what I saw, and I don't need him getting to the Hall of Fame to justify to sort of put a cap on an incredible career with all this stuff behind the scenes and the allegations and scandals and steroids and all that stuff. Reggie Bush, whether he had his Heisman or not, still one of the best football players I've ever seen at the college level.
I'll say this. As
guy
award,
was unbelievable.
As a trophy winner. I won the Buckus and the Benarik, and those aren't anywhere close to being as reverenced and as respected as the Heisman. But nonetheless, that's our Heisman. The Benarik is the Defense Player of the Year. That's our Heisman. Getting the Buckus, to me as a linebacker, that's a Heisman. And that's a part of my ultimate legacy. I get to say that I won the Buckus. I represent what would be considered the best linebacker in the country. I would not want to leave here based upon my legacy and what that means to, generations upon generations of my family, when I'm long gone from here, will have the ability to go to the College Football Hall of Fame, to go to Penn State's Hall of Fame, to go through the Penn State football building, multiple places where they can see what somebody who is a part of them directly from years and years ago is there.
Yeah.
To me, I feel like he was fighting for his legacy. To have that Heisman. Sure, people acknowledge it, but the fact that it was not being acknowledged by the Heisman Trust, the Heisman itself, to me, I feel like that would hurt. And I know it would hurt, because I felt like I was in jeopardy when all of the Sandusky scandal that took place at Penn State, they wiped our record clean. So my Buckus year would have been wiped clean had they vacated the victories and kept it that way.
It would have gone that far to where they would take away individual
awards?
It goes
back to my freshman year.
Damn.
It would have went back. My freshman year would have been the only year that counted, and I didn't even play. So the idea of it is I would have literally never had a career at Penn State. You know what I mean? So I know it from a more intimate level, or I didn't break any rules, but somebody else's actions dictated what the ultimate, legacy in the history of what I was able to accomplish as a player with my teammates. And it was a very intense feeling to know that everything that we did, all the hard work, all the preparation, the offseason, the winter workouts, the training camps, the leading up to the games, all of it was for naught. It's just that's, you know, for what it's worth, you took the money, you broke the rules. Okay, if that's what it is, then stand on that. That's I have no problem with that, the idea of the rules being broken. But when you're talking about if you're looking at it from any other perspective, and I know for me, I didn't break any rules. So I'm looking at it from a perspective of it's purely about my legacy. So if Reggie Bush felt as though it was someone else that was more culpable, even if it was a family member, if it was not me that was doing this rule breaking, which I don't know the exact details. I don't know if Reggie Bush took the money. It could have been. I always was under the impression that it was a family member that took the money. That was what I had gotten. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if that is the case and that's the scenario where a family member was benefiting from somebody else during the course of this time, and I'm Reggie Bush, I do not want my legacy being ruined based off of somebody else's decisions that were connected to me. That's how I would look at it.
Yeah, and it goes back to the initial point. It's why it makes it much simpler. You just say, what did the guy do on the field? Was he the best player? Yeah, there you go. Like it doesn't need to get more complicated than that. And that's unfortunately where I think some of these awards have gotten is they try. I mean, even the Hall of Fame, you know, for the NFL Hall of Fame, like you see guys who should get in, but well, how they treat them, how are they? And it's like, well, that's not really like how we viewed that player.
Terrell Owens. Yeah. I still don't get it. It's just,
I mean, he's the case figure for a guy that no doubt was one of the greatest wide receivers to ever do it. And yet, you know, people, oh, well, you know, how he treated the man. It's like, what, because he was doing abs? Because he's got a 12-pack and he was doing abs outside of his home? Like, what do you mean? Like what's there not to – what's not Hall of Fame worthy?
Yeah, it's – I look at it and I go, best player – one of the best players I've ever seen. That run Reggie Bush had against – was it
Fresno
a passing
–
oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
Like, he was
sorry,
so
Eddie.
Good.
Sorry, Eddie.
Yeah, sorry, Eddie.
Sorry, Eddie.
Sorry to reminisce on Reggie Bush's run against Fresno State. I'm sorry.
Bro, I'll never forget.
He was so good, man.
Did I tell you how we watched, like, as an entire team, we watched their Arizona State game before we played him in 05. And Charlie Weiss, who was our head coach at the time, the reason why he did it was because he wanted our entire offense to understand how good Reggie was. Like, what our defense had to go up against. And so in order for us to even have a chance at winning, it wasn't just us playing the defense. We were playing their offense. Like, we had to run the ball. We had to control the clock. We had to limit their possessions. Like, he wanted us to see it. And I've always said this to people. He was one of the only players where, when I was watching it, every time he touched the ball against Arizona State that year when we were watching this game, it, like, would take your breath away. You were like, oh, we could take it. Oh, you're like every single time, you're like, he's going to take it to the house. There was never another player, at least that I played against or afterwards, where I felt like every single time he touched the ball, he could make 11 dudes miss and take it to the house.
Mine is Peter Wark. I just got to put it out there. Yeah. Greatest college ball player in terms of that element. Peter Wark was mine. I never seen anything like it. And I'd say Reggie Bush was as close as it came to seeing that. But just since we're having the conversation, I got to make sure got to make sure I put it out there because that's
put
just,
it out there.
You know, I just yeah.
Thing is, like, I was almost gonna say in my lifetime, but you know, Barry Sanders was at Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
When I was like born, like I was really really young, so I don't recall Barry Sanders as a Oklahoma State Cowboy. I remember him as a Detroit Lion. When you go back and look at what he was able to accomplish,
crazy.
It's silly. Like, yeah, it's crazy. Is silly for as few games as he played and the production that he had in an era too where back then. It wasn't like they weren't loading up the box to stop the run. Things weren't spread out. It wasn't like that. And he was still having the production he had. That was just ridiculous.
Well, my two favorite college football players of all time,
Thank you.
Brady Quinn and LeVar Arrington.
Thank you, John.
So, oh, man, that's sweet.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
until,
it.
Until my nephew starts playing at Middle Tennessee next year, then you guys can kiss my ass.
Mondevu Antoine DeMele.
Antoine DeMele, that one.
Okay, all right. Well,
by the way, if you can spell that, I'll buy you a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, I can't even say it. But it's funny, I got a lion that's named Mondevu, so.
Yeah, well, look.
And we both named them from the same program. So. There you go.
Yeah, I was meant to be. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio,
really
LeVar Arrington.
Took it over the top with that one.
Brady Quinn. Like, really, really committed.
Like, took it really over to the top.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
I have been losing.
You know you're a lying, low-life gambling degenerate.
It's over under.
And away we go. Come get this smoke in the first round. 10-0.
Is that what you think you're going to go?
Hell yes. That's what I usually do.
Okay, you don't. It's usually 0-10.
What do we
you're
got,
closer
Lee?
To 0-10 than 10-0. That's well, not an exaggeration, is it, Lee?
No, that's
That's definitely more so the case. Absolutely.
Stop bringing up old stuff. Let's go, Lee. I'm ready to
Let's
rock.
Let's go, Lee.
It's a new draft. It's a new draft. Well, guys, all these odds are, you can find all these on our friend's site at DraftKings, but let's start off with this one. Draft day trades over under 6.5.
Draft under. Day.
Round, like round one. Day? Round one, yes.
Under.
I think under, but it might be close, man. I think there might be six.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the over on this.
I like it,
LeVar. Hey, let's kind of middle Jonas just to make sure that he doesn't win.
Yeah, I got your middle right here. I'm ready to go. Lee, let's rock.
That might allude to this next one. JJ McCarthy draft position 5.5.
Over. So he's going to go beyond 5, is what you're saying?
Yeah, six or later.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the over.
All right, guys, how about this? Michael Penix Jr. is at 32.5. Under.
Under.
Oof. I'm going to take the over.
Like, by the way, are you super 32.5 feels really high. Like, I can't imagine he gets past the teens. Like, if J.J. McCarthy's gone, say it's 6, and Michael Penix Jr. is the next guy on the board... I mean, Denver's going to be sitting there. If Minnesota hasn't been able to pull off a move to get up to for J.J. McCarthy, the Raiders will be there. Like, 32.5.
You have to look at it this way. If he makes it past some of those teams.
Oh, yeah. Over.
Yeah, there have to be some to trade up to take him at that point. So all the draft, you know, quarterback needy teams are at the top of the draft. The ones in the middle, you know, they... You can make the case, obviously, of, you know, Denver, Las Vegas, Minnesota. But, you know, Minnesota would have taken him with their, even their second first-round pick if they don't take him with their first. So it's kind of like a, once you get past a certain point, like there's no teams that need a quarterback, so they would take a trade up.
That's right. Fun fact, Bo Nix is also at 32.5. But if you did take the under on either of those, you're probably going to take the over on this. Total number of quarterbacks in the first round on DraftKings is at 4.5. Over.
Over. I think 5 go.
I think it's going to be 5.
I mean, I haven't lost one yet.
But Penix could fall to the second. I think he could fall to the second.
I don't think he's going to fall, but that's just me. You know, Bo Nix might, but...
I'm going to take the over.
All right. Guys, draftees that cry on stage today, 1.5.
Like the players?
Yes. Over.
Oh, under. They'll be too happy.
Well, Caleb Williams might cry twice.
Over.
So,
over.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
No, I'm going to say under on this one.
Oh, I'll take the over.
I'm going to take the under.
Listen, this is emotional, man. These are dreams coming true. All right. Not everybody's so cold. Some people have a heart.
Are you taking the over?
Hell yeah, I'm taking the over.
All right, let's move on. Come on, Lee. What else we got?
Guys, Brock Bowers' draft position's at 12.5.
Bowers or Powers?
It's Bowers.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I don't know.
Who the hell is Brock Bowers?
Yeah, it's a Bowers position.
Let's
Powers
leave,
position.
Leave the Dave Chappelle jokes alone. I will take the under, Lee.
Well, that's a different. That starts with a W instead of a B. But I hear you.
Brock Powers. I'll take the under, Lee.
Brock Powers. Oh, man. What is it again? What's the question?
12.5 for Brock Bowers.
12.5. I'm gonna take the over.
I'm gonna take the under then. Middling Jonas here.
Let's middle him.
Fellas, running back selected in the first round is at 0.5.
Under.
I'm gonna take the.
There's no running backs taken.
Yeah. So under means none in the first round.
Correct.
And by the way, I think the money on the over is at like +800.
Oh, Jonas, take it. Do it.
Do it.
Now, Lee, I'm going to take the under. I don't think a running back goes in the first round.
Lame. Well, guys, offensive players drafted in the first round is the highest we've seen. 21.5.
Over. Oh,
it's a new era of football. Over. A lot of people would say defense doesn't even matter anymore. I'll say the over.
That's dang. A lot.
Dang.
21.5?
Mm-hmm.
LeVar, where are you going?
I'm going to take the under.
All right. I'll take the over. That way one of us has a chance against Jonas.
There you go.
I don't know why. I mean, it's not like Jonas is good at picking this stuff. So.
You know that I haven't lost one yet. That's the problem.
True. That's not true.
This is fear. Like, Brady's hedging his bets, no pun intended, because he knows, damn, he's on a heater right now. And you know when I go on heaters, watch out.
Mm. Yeah, you might crap your pants. What do we got, Lee?
Ew.
How about the SEC, guys? SEC players drafted in the first round, 9.5.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Wait. Yeah. I will take the under.
Under on 9.5. Ooh.
I'm going to take the under.
I will take the... Man. Does this include, though, Texas and Oklahoma?
I was just going to ask that. No. All right, thank you. Under.
So they're not included, okay. Because they got a couple guys that could add to that mix.
But you know somebody...
Is like noted that they're not included?
Well, when I look at... they have, you know, the Big Ten... Big 12, Pac 12. So the fact that they have 7.5 for the Pac 12, I think it's
yeah, but it's got to be clearly season. Indicated in like the bet. It'll say contingent on if Texas or Oklahoma is in it. But you know, if there's a loophole in this, somebody's gonna lose and complain about it, and they're gonna bitch and moan on Twitter.
I will say under.
Last one, fellas. Dogs that we see in the first round of the draft, 2.5.
God.
And commercials?
No, at residences of the draftees.
Oh, God, man.
What?
Over.
What? I'm going to take the under.
You can find it. You can find it out there.
What do you take, under, LeVar?
Yeah, I'm going to take the under.
I mean, so they just have to be in the room with like a crowded room of people?
Correctamundo.
I'm so sick of people's dogs.
I think I'm taking under. I don't think there's going to be any dogs in the picture. Unfortunately, the dog's probably the last thought.
I think there's going to be at least one.
Everyone's going to be like, we rich, bitch! Who let the dog out of the back? Oh, man.
I think there's at least one draftee with two dogs.
What?
There's going to be at least one family room that has like two dogs running around.
I don't doubt that there's going to be players with families that have multiple dogs. It's the fact that there's going to be so many people that are on camera instead of the dogs. Like, I don't think that the dog's not going to be fighting for camera time.
No, when everyone gets excited and yelling and jumping up and down, so does the dog.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, somebody's going to put their draft hat on the dog and do some cheesy cornball picture to try and go viral. I'm tired of people's dogs. If it's not Mr. Sticks, it doesn't count. It's your damn dog.
Oh, how is Mr. Sticks, Var?
He's getting big. He's getting really big.
Is he potty trained? He's all good?
Yeah, he's pretty close. He's had a couple accidents, but nothing major. But he's doing really well. Doing really well. Cool dog. You guys, you meet him, you'll really like
pretty
him.
Pretty dog.
Man. Yeah, he's pretty good looking.
He's a good looking dog.
Good looking dog.
I'm going to take the under. I love dogs. That dog. But I just feel like, again.
I'm pet that dog.
Funny enough, there's a prop out there for cats as well. That's at a half.
Oh, God. Cats are the
worst. Jonas would take the over.
Taking the under on that one, too.
No, man. I think cats are starting to get phased out because people realize, like,
you're one big cat. That's what you are.
They're just an a-hole. Like, I don't want to deal with an a-hole who I feed and try and butter up to every single day only to get clawed at. Hmm. So it's like, I think there's probably cats are on the decline, to be honest with you. Slowly getting phased out. They'll be the dodo bird. Gone.
Dodo bird.
More coyotes, less cats. That's how this works. All right, so there it is. That'll be 10-0 for me. So, Lee, you don't even have to keep count of this.
Can we have a separate bet on Jonas not going 10-0?
We could do an over-under on how many Jonas gets right at...
why don't we just do no? He claims he's going 10-0. I want odds. I'm taking the under.
I'm taking
you don't get
the
10
under.
Right.
Yeah, I'm taking the under.
Bunch of haters, man.
What?
By the way, if I lose because
I'll give you 4-1 odds.
Let me tell you something. If I lose because of the damn dogs, I'm out on Mr. Sticks too.
Oh,
out.
Wow. No, you out. Didn't.
Yeah. If I'm 9-0 and I lose that one and it's on the dog prop, I'm out on Mr. Sticks.
Whatever.
Sorry. Wow. Decisions have to be made here.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Right now, he is Albert Breer, and he is in. Senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at the MMQB. You can get him on X at Albert Breer. AB, what's happening? Happy draft day to you.
Hey, what's up, Jonas? How you doing?
I'm good. Now, I am curious because you put out your – I do like the fact that you let it be known your one and only mock draft. All right, you're too good for this version 2.0, 3.0. You can't be bothered with that crap because you're Albert Breer. So I got
to
know.
I don't know if you paid attention to the media news over the last couple of months, but it's been a tumultuous tumultuous time for Sports Illustrated.
I have heard.
I may have been able to fly through without doing two or three mocks this year.
Is there a pick or a prediction in your mock draft that you look at and you go, I feel like that's the one that's going to be a surprise or going to go elsewhere, that now that you look back on it, now that it's all completed, you're waiting for tonight?
I feel like a little uncomfortable. I'll give you a few things I feel a little uncomfortable about. I feel a little uncomfortable about not giving the Broncos Bo Nix. Just because I think are they going to go into the season with Jared Stidham and Zach Wilson? You know, I think if they do wind up with Bo Nix, like, it'll be some sort of creative solution because they don't have a second round pick. So, you know, could they move down? Maybe a team comes up for a tackle, tries to get in front of a New Orleans, to go and get, you know, one of the top tackles. You know, that's possible. And I think if they move down, then maybe I feel okay. Like now they're probably now Nix is really in play for them. You know, leaving the Vikings at 11 would be a gamble for them to stay at 11 and not move up. But I think they'd really like to keep the 23rd pick and use it on a defensive player if they can, and still, you know, get JJ McCarthy. So, you know, I certainly think, you know, like Could they move up with the Giants? The six of the Giants are looking to move down. Could they move up with the Titans? You know, there's a relationship between the general managers there. I think that that's possible too. But I feel pretty good about the top. I'd say the top seven. I feel pretty good about like the way that that's going to play out. With the three quarterbacks going at the top, I think Drake May will go third overall. I think it'll either be to the Patriots, the Giants, or the Vikings. But I think ultimately the Patriots will stick at three and take him, would be my guess. Marvin at four, feel pretty solid about that. I don't know if anybody's going to bowl over Arizona with an offer. I think that the Chargers and Titans will take tackles at 5 and 7 if they stick, and I think one will get Alt, the other one will get Latham, and then my guess is the Giants will take a receiver at six.
Awesome. Hey, Albert, do you feel like you guys missed out on an opportunity at SI? I mean, you guys could have done like your mock versus AI. You know, that would have been an interesting comparison, right?
Yeah, it's a good way to.
SI is not familiar with AI, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad that I could help fuel the betting odds now. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of AI happening over there, and apparently, like I've had to hear how all the sharks have all the sharps have all their sources and everything else, and my guess is they're doing what everybody else is, which is reading people like me and getting all their information that way.
Wow. All right.
Good for you.
There you go.
Yeah, good for you.
I'm not going to take any jabs at you, AB. Don't worry. I'm just going to ask you.
That wasn't a jab.
I'm not bitter and worn out this morning. I'm okay, LeBron.
All right. In terms of looking at the conversation surrounding the quarterbacks, does it get more intensified the closer we get to the draft starting, or does it kind of relatively stay the same? Because there's some people that are saying that Drake May versus Jaden Daniels, or Jaden Daniels versus Drake May. Then you're hearing J.J. McCarthy's name kind of entering into the mix to be a higher draft pick. Does that intensify, like, or is it kind of just kind of overstated right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think for most of these teams, well, all of them, the hay's in the barn now, you know. Look, like the Giants went out to a Yankees game the other night. The Dolphins brought their scouts to a Panthers playoff game, you know. I heard one team like had the completion of their weight loss challenge for coaches and scouts, on Wednesday. So I think, you know, what the last week has been, or what the last few days have been, is sort of, starting to work the phones and working through trade scenarios. But the evaluations are done, and this week in a lot of ways is sort of a celebration for the scouts and the personnel departments and in the completion of, what is their year. This is the same way, coaches work year kind of ends at the end of the season. A scout's work year ends at the draft. So, I don't think that there's much movement on boards, on Wednesday and Thursday of draft week. All of that stuff is done. Teams know where they're at with their quarterbacks. They know where they're at with their receivers, with the tackles. I think what's left now is what's going to happen from a trade standpoint. So the Patriots, for example, I think really like Drake May at three. I think the Giants and Vikings have some motivation to go up and see if they can get him. And so, that still needs to play out a little bit. I think the Patriots stick. Arizona, like I said, like they've sort of put out the signal to teams, like, we're not going to move until we're on the clock. So is there a team that is desperate enough to go up and get J.J. McCarthy at four? I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Cardinals wind up sticking. But, that's where I think like the tension of draft day can kind of get to. It can affect the trade market, but I don't think it affects the evaluations much.
Albert Breer joining us here on Fox Sports Radio, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at the MMQB. So the Bears' second pick in the top 10 is sitting at 9. In your mock draft, you have them going with Malik Nabers, but they only have 4 picks in the draft. Is there the potential that they could try and acquire more capital by moving back with a team trying to get aggressive?
Yes. Now, I think Ryan Pohl said it publicly, the three positions they're sort of focused on, the quarterback taking care of at one, are the offensive line, pass rusher, and receiver. Like, they'd like to come away with one of each. And if you look at it, they've only got, 2 additional picks past one in the top 100, and that's the 9th pick and the 75th pick. And so I think they'd like to spin that 9th pick into more, unless there's a special opportunity there. And the way I have it playing out is that special opportunity arises, with Malik Nabers slipping to 9. you know, I think ultimately the approach that Ryan Poles, you've already seen it, but the approach Ryan Poles is going to take in building around Caleb Williams is going to be similar to, you know, what he was a part of in Kansas City when Patrick Mahomes was young and when they were really aggressive and, you know, going and getting guys like Sammy Watkins on the market to add to what they already had, drafting Mecole Hardman high, adding to what they already had with Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt and those guys. I think you'll see them take a similar approach. And if there's an opportunity to add somebody they view as really special at nine, then they don't move. If they look at it, say, like, let's say Neighbors is gone, and, you know, like they don't view Bowers or Adunze as that sort of player, then I certainly think they would look at moving down, picking up some more capital and maybe addressing the offensive line, you know, later in the first round. And then if they can pick up a day two pick, that would give them an opportunity to address receiver there.
Albert, we don't have much time, so I got a couple quick questions for you. What team that maybe isn't from the outside in need of a quarterback that could take one in your mind? And then the other question is, we heard Trey Hendrickson say he wants to be traded now. There was rumors that Brandon Ayuk was going to be traded at some point. What veteran player gets traded tonight? Do you think you're going to say, this is the guy who I think gets dealt tonight?
Okay, so, well, first of all, the teams that I think could you should keep an eye on for quarterback, like Seattle with Penix, potentially, and the Rams with Bo Nix. Like, that's a connection I've heard from a few different people over the last couple of weeks. You know, I here's the thing, Brady, that's really interesting about it to me, is I pay attention to who likes who. You know what I mean? Like, and I think it's interesting, like, on Drake May, that the Vikings and the Giants are teams that are in on him because that's Brian Daboll and Kevin O'Connell, right? I sort of feel the same way about Bo Nix now. I look at who's in on Bo Nix. Well, it's the Broncos and the Rams. That's Sean Payton and Sean McVay. Like, I sort of think that might mean something about who the player is. You know what I mean? So I think that sort of thing's worth paying attention to. I'd say the Rams could be one curveball team that takes a quarterback higher than you might think. You know, and then just as far as veteran players being moved, you know, like Hendrickson makes more sense to me. Here's the thing. Like, I think what's going to be hard with the receivers now, and this is a development of the last over the last 48 hours, right? So with your Higgins, with your, you know, with your Brandon Ayuk, with your like AJ Brown, I think would be a little bit different because he's under contract. But look at what Amon-Ra St. Brown got. Like, if you look at the real money in that deal, he's getting about $28 million a year. So if you're a team potentially trading for Ayuk, trading for Higgins, right, they're only under contract for another year. How much harder did it get to re-sign those guys now? You know what I mean? Like, because if you're one of those guys, if you're Higgins or Ayuk, and St. Brown just got 28, well, you're not going for less than 30, right? So I think that could complicate a trade. And that's why I would say, like, a Hendrickson might be a little bit more likely. Or even, like, again, like an A.J. Brown, if the Eagles were to stumble into a receiver solution, would they listen a little bit more on A.J. Brown? I wouldn't totally rule that out, although I don't think it's likely, because teams have called and inquired, and they've shut them down up until now.
Get him on Twitter or X at Albert Breer. He'll have everything and everything set and covered for you when it comes to the NFL draft, any trades, updates, any of the reporting out there. Albert Breer is the guy to go to on that. AB, we appreciate it. Enjoy tonight. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, AB.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at the MMQB.
Oh, come on. AI, I was just a friendly.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.